So I'm in the midst, actually, of writing a book about distrust in educational change. And one of the things I've noticed just in my work in several different settings is that there's this increasing distrust of teachers and of public schools, and that gets in the way of lasting educational change. In addition, education policy breeds distrust and makes it impossible for those policies to really be successful.
And where is that distrust coming from? Because teachers were one of the most trusted members of our society. We entrust them with our children. We entrust them with the future of our society by educating those children as well. So where is this? How do you trace that arc of mistrust now?
So it's interesting. I think in general, people trust their own children's teachers, but distrust teachers and public schools in general. And I think it's about blame. I think it's been difficult for there to be real success in educational policy. And so we need somebody or some institution to blame, and it right now is teachers and public schools.
And can we trace that to a lot of policy then that we're seeing being enacted? And even here in Colorado, where teachers' compensation being directly tied to student performance, and a lot of the narrative or a lot of the debate being tied to, will the teachers, they're fully responsible for the outcomes in the classroom without a broader discussion of some of the other nuance that happen in education.
Absolutely. So I think that there's obviously a lot of factors that go into struggles in education that have to do with poverty and housing and healthcare and all those kinds of things. And it's much harder to solve those poverty-related issues. It's easier to blame teachers for the lack of success and to install measures that are sort of blaming teachers rather than trusting teachers and trusting the expertise and the knowledge. It's very connected to the debates about teacher pay, because it's if we don't trust teachers, if we don't treat them as professionals, we're not going to pay them well.
Did you see any of that play out in the recent debates happening, not just in Colorado, but in states around the country around teacher compensation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many ways in which teachers are people thought about teachers as caring about themselves rather than caring about children. Well, you've been a teacher. I don't know any teacher that doesn't care about children and doesn't put children first. And yet we want teachers to make a living wage. And we also want to treat them as professionals.
It's also, it is interesting, because I don't know any teacher who's gone into this for the money. Because it's notoriously, and not just here in the US, but, you know, many other countries, it's notoriously underpaid or not well paid for the amount of work and the amount of education that needs to happen for you to become a qualified teacher.
Absolutely. And one of the things that is really concerning right now is that teachers aren't staying in teaching. And so people talk a lot about the teacher shortage, particularly in rural Colorado. And some of that is that we're not producing enough teachers. But the other piece of it is that teachers just aren't staying in the profession. Part of that is because they're not treated as professionals. They're not treated well.
So given that a lot of this is coming from the top down, it seems, policy debate and this political narrative that we're seeing emerging around teachers' compensation, how do we change the public's perception of this? Because you did say people tend to trust and have a respect for the individual teachers that are teaching in their local school or teaching their kids. But how do we flip the narrative so that public education isn't distrusted as an entity?
So that's exactly what my book is about. And I think that and somewhat what my talk is about as well. I think that one of the things that we need to do is to address the distrust directly. Instead of just trying to build trust, which is what we tend to do, I think we need to really take a hard look at the distrust, which I think is historical. I think it's based on race. I think it's based on money and the lack of money that goes into education. And I think we need to work together to build collaborative solutions rather than imposing solutions, as you were saying, from the top down.
Well, it would seem that it's a difficult moment to do that, given we have Betsy DeVos, who is the Secretary of Education, who is part of this issue, I would see, in terms of her support for charter schools and voucher systems, which was also a huge issue here in Colorado, whether public money could be siphoned away into, say, religious schools or other private schools. That, to me, would be part of this conversation about undermining public education.
Absolutely. So not only we distrusting teachers, I think at the moment we're distrusting public schools, and that there's a sense that there must be a solution outside of public schools, and that's privatizing schools. In my opinion, that's not the solution. We need to support public schools, and we need to fund them in in ways that they can thrive and successfully educate our children.
Are we at a turning point, do you think, there with the wave of strikes and walkouts that we've seen happening with teachers and a lot of support shown for them?
Well, I'm an optimist. So I do see that the student walkouts and the teacher walkouts as positive signs, and especially the fact that the teacher walkouts were primarily in traditionally Republican states. I think that means that people are seeing support for teachers and this idea that teachers need to be respected and that we need to think about how to change funding formulas so that schools are better funded.
There's a lot to fit into 10 minutes, but you're going to be doing one of those brief TED Talk style presentations as part of the Ed Talks, which happens on Tuesday, May 22nd at the Dairy Arts Centre. Your particular topic, what happened to our trust in teachers? Kathy Schultz is the CU Boulder School of Education Dean and Professor, one of the people presenting on Tuesday, May 22nd in the Ed Talks series. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you.